Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Faith in Action, was written by Ann Cetus. A tornado blew through a community on a June evening in 2021, destroying a family's barn. It was a sad loss because the barn had been on the family property since the late 1800s. As John and Barb drove by on their way to church the next morning, they saw the damage and wondered how they might help. So they stopped and learned that the family needed assistance with cleanup. Turning their car around quickly, they headed back home to change clothes and returned to stay for the day to clean up the mess the violent winds had created. They put their faith into action as they served the family. In James 2, James said that faith without deeds is dead. He gives the example of Abraham, who in obedience followed God when he didn't know where he was going. James also mentions Rahab, who showed her belief in the God of Israel when she hid the spies who came to check out the city of Jericho. If someone claims to have faith but has no deeds, it does them no good. Faith is the root. Good works are the fruits, comments Matthew Henry, and we must see to it that we have both. God doesn't need our good deeds, but our faith is proven by our actions. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds." Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Let's pray. Father, may our faith in you and our love for you be expressed in how we serve others today. Help us to see the need and be moved to meet the need as you enable us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.